Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome.
午安，各位，欢迎你们。
Friends, God is a God of surprises.
神，他常常给我们一些惊喜。
He does the unexpected.
他往往不是照我们所预期的来做。
Many years ago, I received a phone call.
很多年以前，我收到了一个电话。
He said, "Is that Mr. Gratzounis?" I said, "Yes."
他问我说，哎，你是不是Ann?
He said, I said, "What's your name?" He said, "My name is John."
我问他说，你叫什么名字？他说，我是叫约翰。
He said, "I was one of your students."
我曾经是你的学生。
I didn't remember him because there were a lot of Johns.
我并不记得他，因为很多人名字就叫 John， 就叫约翰。
Then he told me his surname.
所以呢，我就问他说，你姓什么？
I remembered him. He was a young boy who had no friends, and he was bullied a lot.
我记得他他是一个不受欢迎的人，因为他常常欺负人。
One day he was up on a tree with a knife, and the principal called him down.
有一次呢，他竟然拿一只刀跑到树上去，结果呢，校长必须要叫他下来。
He was a little bit crazy.
这真的是很疯狂。
I said, "Why have you rung me?"
我说为什么你来找我呢？
Said, "I knew you were a Christian, and I wanted to tell you that I became a Christian."
你并不是一个基督徒，你不太喜欢基督徒，但是呢，我告诉你过，我是基督徒。
I didn't expect that.
我并没有想到说他会找我。
God does the unexpected.
神就是这样，常常做一些你没有意料中的事情。
Two years ago, a man came to our church Sunday night.
两年以前呢，有一个人。晚上到我们来教会，到我们教会来。
I went to high school with him 32 years ago.
我在高中的时候呢，认识他，就差不多30年以前。
Never seen him since.
我不曾跟他讲过任何话。
I didn't expect him to find him in church.
我并没有预期他，他竟然会碰到他在教会。
At high school, he didn't care about God.
在高中的时候呢，他对神他根本就不理会。
He went out to the gym with all the other boys and had big muscles. Exercised a lot.
他就常常到那个健身房，跟其他男生一样，哇，他有一个很大的那个 muscle 肌肉。
Yeah. He liked girls and money and work.
他就跟一般素食的年轻人一样，就是喜欢女人，喜欢钱。
He told me that when he was about 30, he became a Christian.
他告诉我说，他到三十岁的时候呢，他变成基督徒了。
And he remembered that I was a Christian at high school.
他记得我呢，我在高中的时候就是一个基督徒。
So he went to the computer and he Googled my name.
所以呢，他就很聪明，他就到电脑里面用 Google 呢，他就找到我了。
He found out I was a pastor, so he came to church.
他发现说，我竟然已经变成教会的牧师了，所以他就到这个教会来找我。
God is a God of surprises. He does the unexpected.
神呢，他就常常做这个让我们觉得很惊奇的事情。他做的事情不是我们能够意料得到的。
In Joshua chapter 2, God saves a pagan prostitute named Rahab.
在耶稣雅记第二章呢，他提到说，有一个异教的妓女，他怎么样被神来拯救。
It's a very surprising story.
这是一个让人家非常惊讶的一个故事。
But God loves everyone.
但是呢，神他爱所有的人。
I want you to remember the context.
我们首先呢，还是必须要去回想一下这个耶稣雅记的前后文，我们比较能够知道它的含义。
God promised Abraham. The Lord said to Abraham, "Leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you." I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. Whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.
在创世纪十二章一到三节呢，他提到这一段故事。他说，耶和华对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地去。我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也要叫别人得福。为你祝福的，我必赐福于你；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。
So he promises to give them land to live in.
所以呢，神应许亚伯拉罕有一块土地，他们可以住。
They will be a great nation.
而且呢，他要成立一个大国。
And all nations on in the earth will be blessed through him.
万国呢都要因为亚伯拉罕而得到神的祝福。
God promises Israel the promised land.
神给以色列他有一个应许之地。
And he brings blessing to a Gentile woman who was a prostitute.
但是呢，这时候呢，他要把这个祝福给一个异教徒的妓女，他要给她祝福。
You don't have to be a Jew to be a follower of God.
你并不需要变成犹太人，然后才能够为神所祝福。
Blessing to all the nations, God said.
神的祝福呢，是给万国万民的。
But whose side are you on today?
但是呢，你今天你到底是在哪一边？
God's side or the enemy's side?
是在神的那一边呢，或是神的敌人的那一边
？Life or death?
你是想要得到生命呢，或是你想要吃掉你的生命
？Salvation or destruction?
你想要得救呢，或是你要灭亡
？Well, this was a very surprising mission.
我们先来看一个，这是一个让我们非常惊讶的一个任务，侦探任务。
Joshua sends two men to spy out Jericho.
耶稣亚呢，他派了两个人要去侦查这个迦南地。
Jericho is a secure fortified city. It's well stocked, supplied by strong springs, like an oasis, 8 kilometers west of the Jordan River.
这个耶利哥城就是在迦南地里面过约旦河以后所碰到的一个城。这个城呢，它是非常的坚固，而且里面呢食物非常的充足，而且呢它有一个很好的水泉，在饮水方面一点问题都没有。它就在约旦河过来，约旦河里面呢，只距离约旦河只有8公里的地方。
But why did they spy out the land? Didn't they trust God? God said He would give them the land.
为什么这时候耶稣亚他要派两个探子去窥探这个地呢？事实上，神不是已经应许他这个地就是他们的了吗？
Was it just routine procedure?
或是这只是一般在作战之前本来就必须要派人去侦查那个他们要攻占的地。
Or was it part of God's surprising plan to bless others?
事实上也有可能，这个呢是神要给我们一个惊奇的事情，他要来祝福一些人。
Well, the spy mission encouraged the people, because in chapter 2:24, the Bible says, "The Lord has surely given the whole land into our hands. All the people are melting in fear because of us."
事实上呢，神已经告诉他们这个是他，我们可以从这里面知道这是他的祝福。因为呢，在耶稣亚记2:24，他提到说，当这探子回来的时候，他报告说，耶和华他果然将那地全交在我们手上，那地的一切居民在我们面前心都消化了。
I think Joshua was compelled by God to send spies into Jericho.
我认为呢，耶稣亚就是因为神驱使他要派两个探子去侦查那个耶利哥城。
Because God knew that in Jericho was a woman called Rahab, who was a prostitute but who believed in Him, and God sent the spies to meet her.
因为神他知道有一个妇人，她是外邦，她是外邦族的，甚至一个是妓女，她叫喇合。神就是故意用这个行动来派两个探子去那边，是为了要拯救这个女人。
And this woman would become part of the tribe of Israel. She would be an ancestor of King David and the ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ.
而且这个基尼拉合呢，他将来呢，他就要变成以色列里面的一份子。而且呢，更奇妙的是，他变成大卫，甚至也是耶稣的祖先。
Wow, a prostitute is an ancestor of the Lord Jesus Christ.
哇，这真的是让人家惊讶，一个基尼拉合竟然变成我们主耶稣他的祖先。
That's surprising.
是不是觉得很惊讶呢？
That's unexpected.
这是我们没有办法预期到的。
But why did they visit the prostitute?
为什么他要这两个探子呢？他们一进去，他们就知道到这个喇合这个妓女的家里去呢？
Some people think she was an innkeeper, not a prostitute, but the Bible says she was a prostitute.
有一些学者他认为说，这个喇合事实上他不是一个妓女了，他只是开着这个客店。可是呢，在圣经别处的地方呢，很明显告诉我们说，喇合他事实上是一个妓女。
But why did they go to her house?
为什么这两个探子就是到那个地方去呢？
Maybe it's a good place to hide when you go to another country.
说不定呢，这是一个非常好的躲藏的地方。你到一个新的国家去，那 你都不清楚，哎，最好的地方就是大众公众场所，你可以到那边去。
Maybe when they go, they put their head down, hat on, and they walk quickly, and they walk out, and no one will see them.
啊，因为呢，你如果去找基尼，你一定头不敢抬起来，然后躲躲藏藏进去。所以呢，你当你躲躲藏藏进去的时候呢，哎，别人不会觉得很奇怪，那你就可以跑到里面去，没有人知道的。
That way they will be safe and not be caught.
啊，这个呢，可能就是一个最安全的方式，他们就不会被逮到了。
But the spies are detected. The secret police arrived, just like in China sometimes.
但是很不幸，他们还是被逮到了。啊，诺尼耶利哥城的这个警察呢，哇，已经逮到他们了。
And verse 2 says, "Look, some of the Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent this message to Rahab: Bring out the men who came to you and entered your house, because they have come to spy out the whole land." But the woman had taken the two men and hid them. She said, "Yes, the men came to me, but I did not know where they had come from."
好，耶稣雅记第二章啊，第二到第四节啊，他提到说，有人告诉耶利哥王说，今夜有以色列人来到这里窥探此地。耶利哥王打发人去见拿合说，那来到你这里进了你家的人要交出来，因为他们来窥探前地。你人将两人隐藏，就回答说，那人果然到我这里来，他们是哪里来的，我却不知道。
Her actions are very surprising.
她的这种举动呢，实在是让人家觉得很惊讶。
She hid the men upstairs so no one could find them.
啊，他把这两个人呢，啊，藏在那个屋顶上面，所以呢，人就不会找到他们。
And she told three lies to protect them.
而且呢，为了要完成这个任务呢，啊，经文告诉我们，他说了三个谎话。
Lie number one, I do not know where they came from.
啊，第一个谎话呢，就是在第四节跟第五节，他说啊，他们是哪里来的，我却不知道。他明明知道啊。
Lie number two, at dusk, the men left.
在第五节呢，就是第二谎言，他说要关城门的时候，他们出去了。事实上，他是把它藏在那个屋顶上面。
Lie three, I don't know which way they went.
第三个谎言是也是一样，在第五节说他去哪里我不知道。事实上，他就在上面哈。
Why did she do this? Why did she protect the enemies?
为什么拉合他要保护？事实上，这是他的敌人呢。
The good-looking young men.
是不是因为他们两个长得很英俊潇洒啊
？Was she kind-hearted and compassionate? Didn't want to see them killed.
或是呢，拉合呢，事实上有妇人之仁哈，他很心肠很好，他很同情心，他不忍心让这两个探子呢被杀死。
But these men came to spy out the land so they could destroy it.
但是呢，这两个人事实上呢是他们敌人，他们来侦查他们的城市，而且呢，他们要毁坏这个城市。
She protected the enemy.
他事实上是保护他的敌人。
The reason she did it was because she came to recognize Israel's God as the true God.
其实主要原因是因为拉合他也能认知到耶和华是真正的神，神要来这边来毁坏他们。
She risks her life for these men and places all her hope in the mercy of God.
她用冒着她生命危险要来保护这两个人，然后呢，她希望能够得到神他的怜悯。
She has a surprising knowledge and faith about God.
她有一个让我们觉得很惊讶，她对神竟然有这么好、这么正确的认知。
In verse 8, she says, "I know God has given them the land. A great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you."
在第九节，是第九节哈。我知道耶和华已经把那这地赐给你们，因为你们的缘故，我们都惊慌了。这地一切的居民在你们面前心都消化了。
They're very nervous.
他们非常的害怕。
Says we have heard.
因为呢，我们听过这些事情。
We've heard about the Exodus.
我们听到有在那个地方有一些事情发生。
God dried up the water of the Red Sea so all of you could walk across.
神呢使红海的水干掉了，让以色列人能够过着红海。
They heard about the military victory over Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan. She said, "We've heard about that."
他们听说到说，哇，在那个约旦河的东岸里面呢，有两个很强大的国家，一个叫西宏，一个叫噩，这是亚摩利亚的两个王，竟然都被打败了，征服了。
And because she heard the stories of God's work, she now acknowledges that the Lord Yahweh your God is God in heaven on above and on the earth below.
因为呢，他听到这些事情，他知道说，耶和华他本是上天下地的神。
She's frightened.
她找到他们。
But she realizes Israel's God is the true God.
她了解到说，以色列的王就是真正的神。以色列的神是真正的神。
Friends, faith in God comes by hearing the stories about God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们来，他们听到说神他的事迹的时候。
When I was 15, I studied the Bible and learned the stories about God, and I had faith in Him.
当我15岁的时候，我听到别人告诉我神一些事迹，我就相信了神。
When my wife was 17, she was an atheist. She heard the stories about God and Jesus from the Bible and became a follower of Jesus.
当我的太太，我的妻子，她17岁的时候，她看到圣经，她也了解之后，这是一个真神，她也变成一个基督徒。
We must tell stories about Jesus to our friends and neighbors.
事实上，我们真的有必要把这么好的故事、这么精彩的故事、这么奇妙的神来告诉我们周遭的人。
When you hear the message, then you come to faith.
当你能够听到神的事迹的时候呢，你就会对神有信心。
I've been to Bali in Indonesia, and I've watched people tell the stories to Hindu people, and they come to faith in Jesus.
我到那个巴黎还有那个印尼，我告诉一些人神的事迹，他们就愿意来相信我们的神。
In one village, there was a man who was lying on his bed for years. He couldn't move.
有一个人呢，他已经在这个床上躺了很久，他没有办法起来行动。
We would go to visit them, and they would share stories from the Bible.And we would pray with this man, and he came to faith in Jesus.
我们去探访他，然后呢，跟他讲神是怎么样的神，神怎么样的故事，神是神的一些事迹，他就愿意来相信这一位真正的神。
In 4 weeks' time, I'm going to travel to Lebanon in the Middle East.
在四个礼拜以后呢，我就要到黎巴嫩到那边看一些。那边的宣教工作。
I hope there will be no bombs.
我希望那时候呢，没有一些战争或是炸弹。
But one of our missionaries from this church is working there, has been working for 11 years.
但是呢，有宣教士，我们教会所差派的宣教士呢，就在那边到目前为止已经待了11年了。
Now he has a church on Sunday and 4 or 5 Bible study groups during the week.
我们在礼拜天呢，我们跟我们一样，我们有主日崇拜。那周间呢，我们差不多有四组呢，他们在小组查经。
He started telling the stories about Jesus to his friends, his neighbors, the coffee shop man, the supermarket girl, whoever he could meet. He told the stories about Jesus.
我们宣教士呢，到那边呢，他就到处去传讲福音。他喝咖啡的时候，或者买东西的时候，或是甚至于做任何事情的时候，他就告诉人家这个福音。
When you hear the message, you come to faith.
当人听到这些神的事情的时候，他们对神就会有信心。
And this woman said to them, "I believe your God is a true God. Please be merciful to me."
这个妇人，这个喇合呢，她说：“我听到神在你们身上一些作为，我相信你这个是真正的神。
”And God provided a way of salvation.
然后神呢就把拯救救恩施在他身上。
Three conditions she had to meet.
但是呢这两个探子呢告诉他说有三个条件你必须要符合。
She had to put a scarlet cord in her window to mark her out as belonging to God.
她必须呢把一条那个朱红色的绳子放在窗户旁边让当以色列人攻过来的时候，知道了这间房子就是曾经他们待过的地方。
In Egypt, when God's people were in Egypt, God asked them to take the blood of the lambs and put him on the doorposts. When God came in judgment, He passed over His people and only killed the Egyptians, not His people.
当以色列人出埃及的时候，当天晚上 耶和华神要求以色列人就把羔羊的血涂抹在门框上面，所以当耶和华来施行啊这个灾害的时候，他就越过这个有涂红门、有涂羔羊血的地方，他就没有去伤害他们。
And the blood of Jesus when he died on the cross was shed for us. It leads to our forgiveness and our salvation.
同样，我们主耶稣他在十字架的血同样是红色的血，他为我们的罪得到救赎。当我们愿意啊来认识他、来承认他的时候，我们就不会受到灾害。
So Rahab puts the scarlet cord in the window.
啊，所以呢，拉合就听他的话，他就把朱红色的绳子挂在窗户旁边。
And then they told her, "You must keep the whole family in the house. They might stay with you when we come over. Otherwise, they will not be saved."
而且呢，他还告诉他说，你要把你的啊兄弟姐妹、父母啊全家都放在你家里。凡是出了你家门往街上去的啊，他的罪必归到他的头上。这一点我再补充一点啊。所以呢，当我们信主的时候呢，我们也有必要让我们的啊家里的人、弟兄姐妹、让我们父母，他们也能够相信这一位神。
And they must keep the agreement a secret. Do not tell anyone, they said.
而且他还告诉他说，啊，你们不要把这件事情泄露出去。如果你说了泄露出去，我们向你所起的事就跟我们没有关系了。
And good news.
啊，这是一个好的消息。
She put the rope in.
啊，他就真的就把那个朱红色的绳子系在窗户旁边。
And when the people of God came and took over Jericho, her life was spared.
啊，当以色列人攻打耶律哥绕城七天的时候，他就崩掉了，以色列人就进到里面去。但是呢，这栋房子呢，他没有去伤害他，里面人都很安全。
In chapter 6, verse 25, it says this, But Joshua spared Rahab the prostitute with her family and all who belonged to her, because she hid the men Joshua had sent as spies to Jericho, and she lives among the Israelites to this day.
在耶稣雅记第六章二十五节，他就特别提到说，耶稣雅却把基尼拉和以他父家并他所有的都救活了，没有伤害他哈，因为他隐藏了耶稣雅所打发窥探耶律哥的使者，他就住在以色列中直到今日。
Jericho gets destroyed, but Rahab and her family saved.
耶律哥城虽然说彻底的被毁坏了，但是拉合家他全家都没有受到伤害。
And she lives among the Israelites to this day. She becomes a part of the people of God.
而且呢，她成为住在以色列当中，直到今日。
Friends, this message reminds us that the gospel is for lost people.
这个今天这个信息呢，提醒我们福音就是为的失丧的人。
Prostitutes and criminals and murderers and thieves and the sexually immoral.
就是连这个。提到了妓女啊，或是犯罪者啊，甚至于说啊，杀害人的人啊，或是一些盗劫啊，或是啊，犯了奸淫罪的人，或是有 AID 的人啊，或是他本身很自私的人、不好的人，神他都愿意救他们。
The selfish, the jealous, the proud, the homeless, Jesus came to seek and to save the lost.
就是我刚刚提到一些自私的人，或是说很骄傲、很骄傲的人，甚至无家可归的人，神他都愿意来救他们。
On Tuesday, I was in the court in Sydney.
礼拜二的时候
criminal court.
Okay. 礼拜二的时候呢，他到一个家庭的法院。
One of the men from our church was to be sentenced to a time in prison.
一个我们的会友呢他被判终身的刑，就是终身监禁。
He already pleaded guilty last time.
他在上一次呢，他承认他是有罪的。
But he became a Christian last August.
但是呢，他在去年的八月呢，成为基督徒。
But before that, he had committed many crimes.
但是呢，在他变成基督徒之前呢，他犯了很多的罪。
But God changed his heart.
但是呢，神改变他的心理，改变他的生命。
God changed his behavior.
神他会改变我们一些行为。
And we were praying that the court would not send him to prison.
我们当然为他祷告，希望这个法院呢能够赦免能够不要对他这么严厉哈，让他不会受到这种终身监禁的刑罚。
So far, he has not gone to prison. Praise God.
到目前为止呢，他还没有被抓到监狱里面去。
But you see, two or three years ago, he was punching people out.
我们可以想象一下，两三年前呢，他到处上街惹事，跟人家打。
He has many friends in prison.
至少他有很多朋友呢，都被抓到监狱里面去。
When we were at the court, he kept talking to all these people who kept coming past.
当他在法院的时候因为他很多朋友都在那边就是他必须要跟很多人打招呼，因为这些都是他以前的朋友。
Once a criminal, now a Christian.
其中有一个那个犯罪者呢，他已经也变成基督徒。
Saved by Jesus.
他也是同样被神所拯救。
Changed by Jesus.
他也被神改变。
He may have to go to prison because of what he's done, but he's still changed and forgiven by Jesus.
尽管他还是会因为他所犯的罪行，他会被放到监狱里面去，但是呢，他心已经释放了，他已经得到神的拯救。
I was at another church another time, and I met a man and a woman.
我曾经呢到一个教会里面去讲道，我碰到有一对男女。
He was sad and broken, used to live on the streets.
他曾经这个男的呢，曾经是只能够住在街上，是我们所谓的街友了哈。
She worked as a prostitute and sold her body.
这个女的呢，她事实上是在街上招引人的妓女。
But Christians in the city who ran a drop-in center told them the stories about Jesus and the forgiveness of Jesus.
但是有一些基督徒呢。他就在那个市中心里面呢，他们有一个叫做那个收容所就是专门收容一些无家可归或是需要的人，但是呢，那是基督教的一个机构，但是呢，在那边他们两个变成基督徒了。
And they became Christians.
他们变成基督徒了。
And they got married.
结果他们要结婚了。
And they had their wedding reception in the backyard of one of the pastor's house.
他们呢就在一个牧师的后院里面呢，他们要举办一个婚礼。
One day a prostitute, next time a Christian.
在从前在某时候呢，他是一个妓女，但是呢，他变成一个基督徒。
Just like Rahab.
就像喇合一样。
God is a good God.
神他是一个慈悲，是一个仁慈，是一个良善的神。
Full of love and mercy.
在爱里头呢，他有对我们有怜悯。
When I read the story of Rahab in Joshua chapter 2, I remember that God loves everyone.
当我在准备讲章，我读耶稣亚第二章的时候呢，我发觉到神真的爱所有的人。
But God is also a God of righteous judgments.
但是呢，从另外一面来看，神他是慈悲的神，但是神他也是一个公义的神。
You should be fearful if you are on the wrong side of God.
我们还是必须要惧怕神。如果说我们站错边的话
，Have you heard the gospel that Jesus loves you and died on the cross for your sins and He rose again from the dead? Have you heard that?
你们有听过福音吗？就是耶稣基督他为我们的罪，他被钉在十字架，让我们相信他的不致灭亡，反得永生。
Put your faith in Him because there's a terrible judgment coming.
让我们把信心放在神上面，否则的话。可能有一个很可怕的审判将来临。
In Acts chapter 17, 30 and 31, the Bible says, In the past, God overlooked such ignorance or the worship of other gods, but now He commands all people everywhere to repent, for He has set a day when He will judge the world with justice by the man He has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising Him from the dead. Jesus is going to be the judge one day.
使徒行传十七章三十到三十一节，他保罗很清楚地说：世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察；如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改，因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。
Friends, it will be a terrible day for those who face God unforgiven.
这个很可怕的日子可能会来临。
The people of Canaan had the same information as Rahab. There's Rahab the prostitute. Everyone else knows the same story, but they didn't believe in God.
虽然耶利哥城的人、迦南地的人，他们跟拉合一样，知道拉合所知道的一些消息， 但是呢，他并不像老何一样，他们因为害怕而跑到而愿意到神的这一边。
I remember the words of Jesus. He said, "Narrow is the way that leads to life. Wide is the road that goes to destruction."
啊、我知道呢。当我们要到神那边的话呢，就是越窄的路呢是到神那边，越宽广的路呢，事实上就没有到神那边。
Sometimes it's good to be scared and come to God, like Rahab.
啊、有时候呢，我们因为啊、害怕，像老何一样，就跑到神的那一边去。
But you need more than just fear.
但是呢，你必须要不只是害怕才到神那一边去。
You need to understand God's love and God's mercy and God's grace.
你还必须要知道说神他的爱、他的怜悯、他的拯救。
I had a friend many years ago who said to me one day, said, "Ange, I became a Christian last night." I said, "Tell me about it."
啊、我有一个朋友呢，啊、有一天是我的同学啊。有一天他告诉我说、安吉牧师、我变成一个基督徒了。那 Angie 就回答说、告诉我到底是怎么发生的。
She said, "I saw a film about the second coming of Jesus and I got scared and I wanted to go to heaven, not hell, so I came forward and gave my life to Jesus."
我看到那个影片、就是耶稣再来，哇，他看到那个神来的那种景象，他很害怕，所以呢，他就赶快说、我要变成基督徒了。
I said to her, "Will you come to the Christian group? This is at Teachers College. Will you come to the Bible study and learn more about God so you can keep following Him?"
啊、我告诉他说，你除了愿意来的话，你还必须要啊、好好看圣经啊、你才能够变成一个。
I said, "Oh no, 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 no. That's all right. I have peace with God now. I don't have to worry about it anymore."
啊、结果说啊、不用了，反正我已经相信了嘛，我已经得到天门的门票了，我已经很平安了，我不用去做这些事情，我是基督徒了吗？
Fear is not enough. You need to love God.
啊、真的害怕、恐惧呢，并不是啊、唯一的理由。你必须要到神的这边来。
4 weeks later, she's back to her old life again.
啊、近四个礼拜以后呢，她恢复她原来非基督徒的生活。
Friends, Joshua chapter 2 reminds us that God loves us deeply and offers us forgiveness.
啊、耶稣雅记第二章告诉我们说。神他关心我们，他爱我们。
May we believe that message and may we take that message to other people.
啊、是不是我们可以好好来思想今天所得到的信息，而且呢，我们可以把这个信息来告诉别人。
Because Jesus is the only way of salvation.
因为耶稣基督是唯一的拯救。
As he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through me."
啊、他说我就是道路真理生命，除了我以外没有人能够到我的父那里去。
Amen. Let me pray.
那我们来祷告。
God, we thank you that you loved Rahab and saved her.
啊、主啊，我们谢谢你、你爱所有人、你也拯救了拉合。
Thank you that you loved us.
啊、我们谢谢你，你爱我们。
And sent the Lord Jesus to die on a cross for us.
而且让你的独生爱子来到世上来救我们。
Help us to truly love you with all of our hearts.
啊、帮助我们能够我们打从心里我们能够爱你。
And help us to share the stories of Jesus so other people would join your family.
啊、让我们能够将这个好的信息能够告诉别人，让他们也能够、得到、神的拯救。
And to God be the glory. Amen.
让你的荣耀、得以呈现，谢谢你。